In Northwest News on 88.5 KNKX, conversations around immigration reform have come up a lot in the last few years. It's an issue that affects the Puget Sound region directly, with thousands of highly skilled workers from other countries living and working here because of the H-1B visa. Many of them are employed by tech companies such as Amazon or Microsoft and go through a detailed reapplication process every 3 years. Seattle Weekly reporter Melissa Hellman profiled a few of these workers to find out what the process is like, and she explained they can experience a lot of uncertainty each time they renew.
They have to get all their documentation together. They have to connect with the attorneys who are associated with their company. They have to have their company also sponsor them. And this can be a lengthy process. And sometimes they're unsure if they're actually going to be able to get this H-1B visa again. And this can be very risky for a lot of people who've invested in America, who have property here, who have spent years of their life here. Just knowing that when they reapply for their visa, they're not guaranteed to actually be able to stay in the country.
I was struck by the folks you profiled in your article and how it's impacting their spouses or their families.
Yes, that's also become an issue recently because a lot of people who are on H-1B visas, they bring their spouses over and they're on an H-4 dependent visa. And it was only over the past few years that people on H-4 visas have been allowed to work. But they're also at risk of losing their employment opportunities. So people who bring over their families are coming with the knowledge that their spouse may not be able to work in the U.S. and also that their kids are going to age out of the program at 21 years old. One person who I spoke with, Lukesh, he had a daughter who was in elementary school. She was very ambitious. She had all of these plans of trying to reform the lunch program at her school, but he wasn't able to encourage her in her dreams because although she was a U.S. citizen because she's born here, he's uncertain of his own ability to stay in the country, and so he doesn't want to try to encourage her to pursue something that he might not be able to guarantee that they could see through.
Well, I think a question that a lot of people might have is, why don't these folks apply for green cards?
Yeah, I think that is just a logical next step. And actually, a lot of these people have applied for green cards. And that leads to this issue of a green card backlog, especially among Indian workers, because Indian workers compose the highest rate of people who are applying for H-1B visas. And because there are so many highly skilled Indian workers who are applying for these visas, they end up in this green card backlog because the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services has a 7% cap on green cards per country. That leads to some people just waiting for their green card for years and years. Some of them estimate that they might not get their green card until they're dead because they might have to wait for the next 90 years.
So as we're talking about the long process and the backlogs, why can't tech companies just hire from the local talent pool?
So this is a very common argument for people who are against H-1B visas. They say that there are plenty of people in the area who have STEM skills and are able to fill these jobs. There's a lot of debate around whether or not there's a STEM skills shortage in the U.S., but tech companies ultimately say that there is. Also, some nonprofits that advocate for computer science education say that there are over 500,000 open computing jobs, but that only about 50,000 computer science students graduate into the workforce. So ultimately, there is this gap that tech companies say that they're not able to fill with local talent. And so this requires them to rely on H-1B visa applicants from other countries who have these STEM skills but aren't able to use them in the country where they're from.
What's next? Are there possible reforms or changes on the horizon with either the H-1B visas or the green card process?
So the problem is actually only getting worse. There was a study released just in April by the National Foundation for American Policy that showed that there was a 78% increase in Amazon's H-1B visas in 2017 compared to the previous year. Then in Microsoft, they also had a 29% increase in H-1B visas. And Amazon and Microsoft award the most H-1B visas in fiscal year 2017. So that just shows why this is a problem in our region in particular. And there's not really any signs of this changing in the future. There was some legislation that was introduced that was going to be in the immigration bill that ultimately failed. And this would have increased the amount of H-1B visas that were given out. And it also would have removed the 7% country cap. But that ultimately didn't go anywhere.
All right, Melissa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Seattle Weekly reporter Melissa Hellman. You can find a link to her story about work visas and the green card backlog at our website, knkx.org.